Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Friday in the 16th week of Ordinary Time, and also the Feast of St. James Apostle. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Salvo, the rector of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the Mass will be offered for the repose of the soul of Marie Taverna. Please stand.
Good morning. Let us sing together the first verse of the entrance hymn in the St. Michael Hymnal, number 523, For All the Saints, page 523.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear sisters and brothers, as we begin these sacred mysteries on this feast day of St. James, let us begin by recalling our sins and asking our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Almighty ever-living God, who consecrated the first fruits of your apostles by the blood of St. James, grant, we pray, that your church may be strengthened by his confession of faith and constantly sustained by his protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since then, we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We too believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The word of the Lord. The responsorial psalm, those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the great apostle James, brother of John, sons of Zebedee, who was amongst the apostles, very close to Jesus in many of the experiences he was invited to have. For example, it was with Peter, James, and John that went to the daughter of Jairus, where she rose from the dead with Jesus healing her. He was there at the Transfiguration, and he was there, invited to be there at the moment of the agony of Jesus in the garden, where they fell asleep, but he was invited to be there at the moment of prayer. So definitely he had a special place amongst the apostles. And then perhaps so, one of the most important things that he came first in was that he was the first to be martyred by Herod Agrippa and by the sword in a very inspiring way, in the sense that his faith was so strong that his executor converted on the spot by just being so inspired by the faith he had in Jesus Christ. And the executor ended up becoming Christian right then and there, and also was executed at the moment. And St. James, of course, being this great apostles. And through the ages, though, something that has also been something that's very much associated with St. James is everything that has to do with pilgrimages. Because our tradition holds that St. James went to the Iberian Peninsula, to Spain, modern-day Spain, Portugal, and he went and brought the faith to that land at the moment that they went to the corners of the world. And eventually, he came back to Jerusalem, where he was martyred. But eventually, our tradition holds that some centuries later, they brought his remains to Spain, back to Spain, and where he is buried in Santiago de Compostela. And since the 9th century, it's been a tradition for millions of people to take that pilgrimage called El Camino de Santiago, where you can start walking in different areas. It's actually very powerful. One time I had the blessing to do it. And then you walk there for many days until you come to his great cathedral where he is buried in Santiago de Compostela, reminding us the importance of pilgrimages. And that's why he's one of his symbols, especially is the shell, which is the symbol of the pilgrim. Because pilgrimages, they parallel that our life on earth is a pilgrimage. And we go through many things, and as we go through a pilgrimage, we hope to be converted more and more to the love of God and to grow spiritually and in love with God and our neighbor until we come to our destination. When we do El Camino, it's Santiago de Compostela, but in a very important way, it reminds us that our destination is heaven. And this time of the year, in this summer, it'd be a good time for us to reflect on that with the intercession of St. James, because first, it's important for us to try to go to all the pilgrimage sites when we're able to. But even if that's not something that we can do right now, wherever we are this summer, even if we're taking any vacations, anything, let's try to consciously make our time as a type of pilgrimage, a time in which not only, of course, do we try to visit holy places, like, for example, here in New York, many of our visitors, we have around 6 million visitors here at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and many are just visitors that come to New York on a type of vacation, but they come to the cathedral to pray, to light a candle, to come to Mass. In a way, it's a type of pilgrimage, which we're all so happy to welcome. But also, aside from going to special religious sites, wherever we go, it's good to just take everything as a time to reflect on God's love, to grow in closeness with our family, with our friends, to see God's creation in more grateful ways, to come to be refreshed by his consolation, and to try to make our time everywhere we go as a type of pilgrimage, reminding us that wherever we go, just like St. James went to the far lands in his time to bring the gospel, that we're invited to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let us let us ask today for the intercession of St. James that we continue that mission of the apostles to be pilgrims here on earth in being all messengers of the good news of the gospel. God bless you. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. For the Church, may the grace of the Holy Spirit continue to make her a faithful witness to all the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, may Jesus' model of servant leadership inspire them in their words and actions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who struggle with chronic health problems, may the Lord lighten their burdens and refresh them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this assembly, may the love and truth that God has poured into our hearts sustain us in all we do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died marked with the sign of faith, especially for the soul of Marie, may they join the Lord at his heavenly banquet. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, hear the prayers of this assembly and mercifully answer them. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Cleanse us, Lord, by the saving baptism of your Son's passion, so that on the feast of St. James, whom you willed to be the first among the apostles, to drink of Christ's chalice of suffering, we may offer a sacrifice pleasing to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles, watch over it and protect it always, so that it may be governed by those who have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. made holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with St. James and all the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. The Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn can be found in your hymnal on page 667. O Jesus, we adore thee.
Let us pray. Help us, O Lord, we pray, through the intercession of the blessed Apostle James, on whose feast day we have received with joy your holy gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
And have a great feast day of St. James, everyone.
You too, Father.
Please join in singing our recessional hymn, which can be found in your hymnal on page 838, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones.